Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. I was a dentist for 25 years, and now we do the dental practice brokerage for 14 years. So today's topic is get ready, January 2025, spectacular educational seminar, cruise seminar coming up out of Miami. 4.5 days. We're going to talk about this. As you know, we now have 10 employees. We're in 22 states across the country and more, over 22. We're available to you 363 days a year. We take off Christmas and Easter. Our phone number is 201-663-0935. And our website is dentalpracticeguide.com or Nationwide Dental Practice Brokers. So call us, and I'll be happy to talk to you. Now, everything you're about to hear is for informational purposes only. It's not legal or business advice. We do work with the DSOs. If you're thinking about selling to them, make sure you call me and we'll go over everything. They often pay our commission, so you as a seller, there's no commission. But we can give you the up-to-date information of what's going on, who the best ones are, who's having trouble getting funds together, some of them can, who's consolidating, and we have a variety of them they work with, the high-end ones, the mid-market ones, and the smaller boutique ones. But we have a good team, good referrals. Now, so they'll pay our commission, and you as sellers, you won't have a commission. And then when you work with us, we often, based on criteria, will get your legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing. You've got to go to closing, but we'll reimburse it. Certain criteria. Depends on certain criteria. Now, getting into this new cruise, this is going to be unbelievable because we have 9 professional people that I work with. I think there's 2 or 3 bankers. I believe we have 2 or 3 attorneys coming. We have, these are all dental people, people I work with, people I refer to. They're not sponsored. This is mine. I sponsor this. I'm not getting money from them because we don't do that. You know, we don't have those strategic partners that pay us something to get that. We don't need them. But these are professionals that I work with that when you work with me, you'll get exposed to them. They have years and years of experience. This isn't some just banker that says, well, he knows dental deals. No, no, no. These are guys been in the dental field 10 plus years with their bank, of the recognized better banks to deal with. You go to the wrong bank, could be a nightmare. Now, I think we'll have 2 or 3 banks there and one non-banking, that is not a specific bank, more of a money broker that can shop the banks and go wherever they want. But the other two, we have some other 2 big banks. And I work with them all the time, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, we're going to be having these informal sessions. It's going to be great, sort of like a casual kickback type thing. So we'll have 2 or 3 attorneys, 2 or 3 banks. I think there is 3 banks. 1 CPA accountant, dental accountant, that's been doing it over 25 years. He knows his stuff. Then we're going to have a builder that builds dental offices, has been doing it for many years, specifically knows how to build dental offices. And then one of my favorite fellow that I used to work with in my office, dental repair, he'll teach us things about, be talking about different subjects that somebody tells you, you got to replace the compressor. Well, do you really? You need a pro to tell you, you have a great compressor, it's going to last you another 18 years. You don't have to replace it, all right? Sometimes it's better to repair rather than replace, because some of the newer equipment, and he'll talk to you about that, doesn't hold up as well as the old equipment did. Some of the old equipment had some really heavy-duty hydraulics in them that they don't have anymore. You know, and he could teach us about that. And then the fellow that's built dental offices, he could tell us about the trials and tribulations of building an office, what's involved, how long it takes, why there's cost overruns, what are the costs nowadays, goes on and on. And he's going to be networking with all my other professionals there, who are the bankers, the attorneys, and the accountants. Now, the attorneys I work with, again, I don't get anything from these guys. I just want to go to closing. If you're going to work with me, take me to the closing table and protect my client, buyer or seller. Take me to the closing table. That's what I ask you for. And I have some of the best attorneys, and I often send my, refer my work out to them. They can usually work across the country. But attorneys, dental attorneys, one of the key to putting these deals across. Now, also, we'll have some of the dental banks there. Dental banks also, that combination of dental attorney for the buyer, dental attorney for the seller, and dental bank for the buyer, that is my foundation. You get me those three together, then we're good to go. Now, obviously, sometimes the deals are DSO deals, but you still need the dental attorney. You're not the buyer, you're the seller. You may not need, you don't need a bank. It has nothing to do with you. They have their own monies. But you need the dental attorney, and you have a chance to talk to them, run a few scenarios. Why should I choose a dental attorney? And then we also have a CPA accountant that I think their firm is over 345 clients, maybe more, just dental. And they know their stuff. So you compare your financials with the norm that they have. For example, most materials are 4 or 5, they're about, cost of dental materials about 5%, 6%, sometimes 4%. But over 6%, something's wrong. They'll compare your numbers to some of their numbers if they're 350. Give you a pulse of things. How do things work? What's the tax deduction? Why am I better off owning a practice than working for somebody else? They'll give you all the rundown on that. So we're going to have a whole team of people, and a very casual, we're going to get CE credits too, but it's not going to be like a lecture hall. This is more what I call an interactive workshop, where you don't have to sit there and listen to slides, but to have the opportunity to communicate with these other people. I think it's going to be great. Really looking forward to this. I think it's January 6th, 2025. We're going to be on Royal Caribbean ship Allure. And it's going to be great. I am so excited about this. Where did you see this ship? It has 5,100 people. They have a park. They call it Garden. The park in the middle, which is a boardwalk with trees and everything, outdoors. It's going to be unbelievable. Then they have an aqua theater. They have a climbing wall. They got bumper cars. They got all the food you can eat, multiple restaurants. Oh, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. But we're going to have a great time, so call me about that. January 6th, 2025. You want to hook up now. The room's a double occupancy usually. You bring a significant other if you want. And it's just going to be special. And I want you all to enjoy yourself. All right, thank you. Talk to you soon, guys. Hit subscribe button if you want more info. Bye.